خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. حاضرين الكرام، in this world of ours there is so much of fitna and there is so much of evil. Fitna surrounds us from all the jihad and from all the angles. There is so much of evil, so much of shirk, so much of kufr, and within the ummah also too there is so much of evil. Muslims, ma'asiyat, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the year 2011. This is the new Islamic year 2014-32. So as believers, as mu'minun, as people who are salikhs on the path of suluk, that is on that path, journeying on that path to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strive for marifat of Allah, to strive for the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As people on this path, how do we act in such a situation? How do we prevent our children from becoming corrupted? How do we protect our home? What should we do? With Allah's help and His tawfiq, and with the faham and understanding He gives to us, we would like to reflect and speak about an ayat in the Holy Quran, which is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us He addresses the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O believers. O mu'minun. O you who believe. Ay iman walo. Alaykum anfusakum. You have to protect yourselves. Be concerned about yourselves. Your homes. Be worried about them. Protect yourselves. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. Those who are astray and they are on the wrong path and they have gone far from your deen, which is the true deen, and your madhab, the people of evil and fitna and shar, they will not be able to harm you. They would cause no impact upon you. Their evil effects will not reach you. إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Once you are rightly guided, once you have hidayat, once you stay on the path of hidayat, and once you do the things that will keep you on the path of the rightly guided ones. This ayat, some of the commentators, قَالَ بَعْضُ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ, some of the commentators, they say that this ayat is connected to the ayats above this ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah. In other words, connected, it is murattab. It has been formulated with the ayats that have gone before. And those ayats were referring to the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. So therefore this ayat is connected to that. So therefore the meaning that we will understand from this is that the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, they will leave no stone unturned in getting you to abandon your way of life, in getting you to abandon the deen of Islam, the sunnahs of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and come to their way, their understanding, their thinking. They will make all out effort to achieve this. They will present whatever they have with attraction, with glitter, with glamour, to encourage you to leave and turn away from your deen, your madhab, to theirs. And if we are not careful, if we are saved, then they may very well attract our children, that this is the life, this is the dream, this is the world. Don't be backward, don't be uncivilized. If we are saved, they may catch our children. So Allah is telling us here that all you who believe, alaykum anfusakum, protect yourselves, guard yourselves. In other words, ihfazuha. All you who believe, do the hifazat and protection of yourselves and your families. Waqumu bi salahiha, and engage yourselves with such things that will bring about your protection, your welfare, and your well-being. Those things wherein lies salah and goodness. Involve yourselves in such things, in such amal, that will bring about your protection and that will ensure your safety, your well-being, and your welfare. Involve yourselves in such amal. Ihfadhuha, guard yourselves and your families. Waqumu bi salahi, and stand up, get up, don't be sleeping, stand up and get up with those things that will bring about your salah and your goodness. So in other words, Allah is saying, continue your struggle against batil, against evil, against that which is null and void, against that which is falsehood. Continue your struggle against that. Continue your struggle against them. so that they do not have the upper hand over you to dictate over you, and you are Sagirun, debased. Continue your struggle until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory and dominance to La ilaha illallah, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was always the deen of Allah since the time of Adam. It was always one way. People made other ways and other deens and other religions. Allah did not intend different religions for the earth with so much of fighting, so much of killing that would result from difference of religion. One way it was all the time. One God, one father and one mother, Adam and Eve, Adam and Hawa. The children of Adam, we are one family, we belong to one father and one mother. Strive against them until this one way, which was the only way since the time of Adam and Eve, Adam and Hawa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhim as-salatu was-salam, strive against them until your deen becomes dominant, and until they pay the jizya, until they pay the jizya and the tax. So in that way, their schemes, their evil ways, their plans, la yadurrukum man dalla, those who have gone astray will not harm you, idha tadaytum, once you are on the path of hidayah and rightly guided, and once you involve yourselves in such struggles, such mujahada and such amal and such deeds that will protect you and your families, that will bring about your salah and your goodness and your islah, your rectification. Hadha qawlun wahidun, this is one qawl. Another qawl is mentioned in the tafsir of Al-Madarik. The author mentions that the mu'minun in the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they had the same concern, worry and fikr as Rasulullah. They had that same worry and concern. They were becoming very sad upon the Ahlul Inad, the people of obstinacy, pig-headed people, min al-kafara, from the kafara, the kafirs, the disbelievers. Yatamannawna dukulahum fil Islam. They were hoping and longing for their entrance into Islam. So they were becoming saddened with these pig-headed people, with their kufr, longing for their entrance into Islam. So it is as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to them, you know what? Alaykum anfusakum. You have tried. You have done your job. You have done tabligh. You have conveyed. That is your job. Alaykum anfusakum. You have to protect yourselves. See but yourselves. Kulliftum bihifdhiha. You have been obligated to protect your own souls. After all of this, then what? Watch yourselves. Guard yourselves. Be worried about yourselves. You have been obligated to protect yourselves. A third qawl, al-qawlu thalith, and there is no contradiction between any of these aqwal and statements, because they are all connected. Because there is fitna from all these different angles. Is from the hadith of Abu Tha'laba al-Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this hadith is reported by the muhaddith al-Hakim rahimahullah. Abu Tha'laba al-Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Sa'altu Nabiyallah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anha. I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the tafsir of this ayat. I asked him, what does this ayah mean? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum, O you believe, protect yourselves. La yadurrukum man dalla, those who are astray will not harm you. إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ, when you have hidayat, when you are rightly guided. What is the meaning of this, Ya Rasulullah? The Rasul alayhi salam explained it to him. He told Abu Thalaba al-Khushani, and in saying so, he told us, the Ummah, that we in turn can tell the rest of the Ummah, and the knowledge can be carried on and propagated and conveyed to all corners of the world. The Rasul alayhi salam said, you know what this ayah means? He said, I'tamiru bil ma'ruf, command people with righteousness. In other words, muru bil ma'ruf. He is saying, involve yourselves in the work of da'wat. Involve yourselves in the work of tabligh. Involve yourselves in the work of amr bil ma'ruf and nahyu anil munkar, commanding what is right and stopping what is wrong. Don't ever stop that. The Rasul said, i'tamiru bil ma'ruf, command the people towards goodness, enjoin goodness upon the people, command them to that which is right and correct. وَتَنَاهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you will stop them and forbid them from what is wrong. Don't allow wrong to continue. Stop it with your hands or with your tongues. وَتَنَاهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you will stop them from wrong things. So you will involve yourselves with the work of da'wat, with tabligh, commanding, doing what is right, stopping people from what is wrong. Hatta, until a time comes. Hatta إِذَا رَأَيْتَ, until a time comes when, O Abu Thalaba, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحَّمْ مُطَاعَ, until the time comes when you see, greed being obeyed. What has taken over? What has become rampant? It may be internationally, globally. It may be locally. It may be even in your community where you are working in. So continue with the work, the tabligh, the mission of amr bil ma'ruf and nahyu anil munkar. Hatta idha ra'aita shuham muta'a, until when you see greed is being obeyed, that people are becoming greedy, selfish, and that greed is being obeyed. They are giving way to their greed. Greed is commanding them and they are obeying the greed. Until when you see shuham muta'a, greed that is obeyed. Wahawam muttaba'a, and until the time when you see evil desires, carnal desires being obeyed and followed. That the people are following their whims and fancies. They are following their lusts and desires. The animal desires. They are following their evil passions. You see those desires being followed. That is the order of the day. Hawam muttaba'a, desires that are being followed. Wadunyan mu'atharatan, and when you see that people are preferring the dunya, everybody now is about the dunya. You see dunyan mu'atharatan, dunya that is preferred over the akhirah. Dunya that is preferred over deen. That people are engaged now and their focus is only about dunya. It's only about the world, about wealth, about mal. وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ, and until you see the amazement, the astonishment, إِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ, and until you see the time when people become amazed and delighted with their own opinions, they become self-opinionated. Until you see إِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ, the amazement and astonishment of every person with a rai, with an opinion, he with his own opinion, oh, he considers his own opinion to be that. He's amazed with it. He's astonished with it. He's delighted with it. It delights him, his own opinion, and he becomes self-opinionated. I don't hear nothing but nobody else. So Rasulullah alayhi salam has, subhanallah, telling Abu Thalaba, continue the work. Do what you have to do. Ya'tamiru bil ma'ruf. Command what is right. Watanahaw anil munkar. And stop what is wrong. Hatta idha ra'aita. And then, when you see that, until the time when you see idha ra'aita, shuham muta'a. Greed that is obeyed. Everybody is kind of greedy and fulfilling greed. It's a greedy world. Shuham muta'a. Wahawam muttaba'a. And desires that are being fulfilled, desires that are followed and fulfilled, wadunyan mu'affaratan, and worldly things that are preferred, wa i'jaba kulli dhi ra'yin bi ra'yihi, and the amazement of every person with an opinion, amazement of his own opinion, amazement of kullu ra'yin. Every person who has to give some ra'y, who has some thought, amazement of such a person with his own opinion. Then the Rasul said, fa'alayka nafsaka hatta idha ra'ayta, when you see these things, fa'alayka nafsaka, then you see about yourself. You hold on to yourself. You protect yourself. You guard yourself. You then make amal upon the ayat of the Quran. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So this does not mean give up the work, because once a person has ability and kudrat over amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, commanding what is right, preventing what is wrong, once he has kudrat over that, then to leave it out, la yajuz, it is not jais. According to the Mufassirin and the ulama and scholars of Islam. But you know what? When it is now falling on deaf ears and everybody is involved in his own fitna and corruption, then what do you do? Allah says, فَعَلَيْكَ نَفْسَكَ. The Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam explaining Allah's ayat, the Rasul tell Abu Thalaba, then see about yourself. Protect yourself and get up with those things that will bring about your protection, your goodness, and your welfare. So we have to still do this work. We have to do this work. But you know what? Ma'az Allah, may Allah forbid, if we see, or if we in a community, in a locality, a nation, or worldwide, and such people, time and time again, they turn away, they put a deaf ear, they run away from you, they don't want it, they hurt it, that hurts them to hear about that. At least you protect yourselves and protect your families. Fitna is all around us. How do we guard ourselves and protect our families? Each home, the ta'lim should be established in every home so that the holes through which the fitnas are coming in into our homes, the fitnas, those evil disorders, to clog up those holes, we should have in our houses some amal, that our children should be involved in recitation of Yasin, Waqia, Tilawat, Quran. Ta'lim should be done. There should be some in Islamic environment, especially the halka and the circle of ta'lim, once every day, that we can protect and guard ourselves. Because sometimes we look around us and we see some people who just don't want it. They just don't want it. They don't want the deen. Yes, we feel sad. We feel concerned. We feel grieved. We go after them. We do it. But when a time comes, then we no longer kill ourselves behind them, but we protect ourselves. We guard our families. This can happen in a neighborhood. It can happen in a locality. It can happen locally. It can happen internationally. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, after it all, after all of this, as He has consoled the Rasul many times, your message has to be conveyed, which is really my message. Tabligh is what upon you. And after that, there are some people, sawa'un alayhim, a'andhartum, whether you warn them, am lam tunzirhum, or you don't warn them, la yu'minun, they won't believe. There are some people outside there, Qatamallahu ala qulubihim, Allah's put a seal upon their hearts. There are some people outside there who are amongst the su'ada, the fortunate ones, and some who are amongst the ashqiya, the unfortunate ones. But at the end of it all, you have to answer to Allah. You have to go in your grave. You be concerned with yourself and your families when such a state arrives and such a state reaches. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq to understand the ayats of the Holy Quran, to get the ayn and the reality of it, to make amal upon it and to propagate it to others. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.